Hey guys, Helmut Mayer from Biblical Hebrew Perspectives. We are looking at the word holy today. This is a word that for some people is loaded with negative associations, like it represents exclusivity and judgment and hypocrisy, even fear and rigidity. And for others, probably context depending, it has associations of sacredness and spirituality and morality, whatever the words may be. But the term holy is an interesting word because the text is filled with various usages of it. I'm thinking of the famous quote in 1 Peter 1:16, where Peter says, "Be holy, for I am holy." We ought to be holy just as God is holy. And then, as per usual, Peter is quoting a passage from the Torah directly, Leviticus 19, verse 2. And this says, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for the Lord your God am holy." What is going on in the word holy? Because as we've mentioned, for a lot of people, this is a pious word, a very religious term. And others actually enjoy the term because it feels sacred and it feels like it belongs to the realm of doing church and doing life with God. So first observation, the word for holy is the word kadosh. And as with all Hebrew nouns, they're rooted in a verb, and the verb behind kadosh is the verb kadash, which means to be different, to be set apart, to be different to your context, to the environment, to what is deemed as normal. And then here is an interesting one. Another word derived from the Hebrew verb kadash is the noun kedesha. Literally in Hebrew, you spell it the same. You just have a hey at the end. And a kedesha is a temple prostitute. We have an example of the word kedesha in Genesis 38, 21, 22 in the story of Tamar. Now, before we go like, what? A temple prostitute and God shares the same verb in terms of how they should be? Yes. Because if we look at it merely from a Western point of view, it is incompatible. But from a Hebrew perspective, the word kadosh means to be different from the norm. And a temple prostitute is different from what was deemed normal and the way people should operate. And for that reason, we have a word sharing the same verb kadash. A second remark I want to make about the word kadash, because it's always handy to look at the Hebrew letters behind verbs. They give us a root thought or a root idea of what it might be pointing to. And if we look at the word kadash, you have a kuf and a dalet and a shin, and it represents three ideas. The first is the kuf means to gather. The dalet is a door or an opening or a tent flap that represents the movement in and out. And then the shin is the letter representing teeth, and the meaning of that is to cut off or to separate. So literally, to gather at the entrance that separates us. And if we just look at those letters, we get to the idea of being severed, being cut off, being separated, being placed, set apart from the masses. And isn't that exactly when 1 Peter 1:16, when he writes to the congregations to say, we ought to be kadosh, we ought to be separated from the world. We ought not to conform to the world because that is the way God is. God is different than the other gods. He's different than the other authorities. And the call to holiness, the call to being different, the call to being set apart is at the heart of what God calls us to be. The world has a way. The world has a style, and God has a way, God has a style, and we are actually called to make a choice between either of these. I hope this is helpful. Have a blessed week. Take care.